Hello, my name is Haroon. This is a recording for the Blind Cool Tech podcast. The date is February 24th, 2009. My name is Haroon. I would like to attempt to share with you a very exciting technology or way to enjoy foreign media. This is a workaround for those of us who enjoy watching foreign films but cannot see the subtitles. Either we're low partial and we can't see the subtitles well enough, or completely blind, can't see the subtitles at all. Hush, desk. So what we're going to use, I've got my screen reader up. It's NVDA. The voice is VW Kate. And there is a media player that exists that will read subtitles using a text-to-speech engine. It'll read the subtitles for you. So I'm going to try and give a demonstration of setting up, installing, and finding a movie or two, or a TV show or two. I'll explain the prerequisites for the talking subtitles, because there are a few prerequisites you need. So the first is the player itself. It is called KM Player. It's a media player. It's very nice. Well, I've found it's not the most accessible, but as I understand it, it's the only media player that I've found right now that will allow talking subtitles or TTS subtitles. So I've downloaded KM Player. It was a bit tricky to get download, but I'm going to upload the link onto SendSpace. That's an accessible web hosting. I'll probably add that at the beginning, you know, as an addendum, or at the end. So let's search for the KM Player. I'm on my desktop here.
Public 2 of 92.
I'm going to move my recorder, my stream here, over the speakers.
Computer 3 of 92.
All right.
Kanesoft presentation 14 of Kanesoft KMP 294 1434 67 of 92.
All right. That is the install program. I just downloaded it about an hour ago. We're going to hit enter. I'm running Vista, so I should mention that. I'm running Windows Vista. There are going to be security warnings, user account control, all that lovely Fisher-Price stuff. So let's hit enter.
Open file. Security warning dialog. The publisher could not be always. How can I run button Alt plus
so
R?
We're going to tab to run here.
Depth the KM player 2.9.4.1434 setup dialog. It seems you have an earlier beta version installed. It's recommended to install new versions in a new folder and reset configuration if you find a strange behavior after updating. OK button.
All right, I've installed a version before, so it's just warning me if things start going wrong or kooky, uninstall it before I reinstall. But I'm going to hit the OK button, spacebar.
The KM Player 2.9.4.1434 setup dialog. NSIS V2.3.
All right, it's Synesis installer. That's
cancel
pretty good.
Next button.
We're
going to
hit next. Enter or spacebar.
Space pressed. Unavailable.
Okay.
Press page down to see the rest of the agreement.
It's the OOLA. Okay, we're going to hit Alt A, or we can tab.
I accept the terms in the license agreement. Radio button not checked. Alt plus A. Space pressed.
Or Alt plus A works. So we can hit enter now, or tab over to next. I'm going to hit enter.
Check the components you want to install and uncheck the components you don't want to install.
Okay.
Program files not checked to a restart KMP config.
This
not
will,
checked 1 of 5.
This will drop you into a tree view. It's a tree view. It's showing what you'd like to install, what you don't want to install. I'm going to do reset.
Space checked. Restart KMP config checked 1 of 5.
I'm going to check the restart KMP config. So what I experienced is hopefully what you'll experience when you download it. So it'll erase the settings I've set, so I'll have to do them over again, which is good for this tutorial. So let's See if we need anything else here. We're going to go down arrow.
Program files not checked 2 of 5.
Okay, we need to keep that. Let's check, but it's hidden.
Download user manual English not checked 3 of 5.
I don't need that.
KMP shortcuts expanded checked 4 of 5. Level 1. Desktop shortcut checked 1 of 2. Quick
sure,
launch
why not?
Checked 2 of 2. Level 0. Spanish stuff collapsed not checked 5 of 5.
Okay, I don't need Spanish stuff. I think it's good with the checkboxes and what we have.
Back button up, next button alt plus
all right.
N.
We're going to hit a space bar or enter again.
Edit. Selected C. Program files x86. The KM player.
So it's just, it's asking us for the destination folder. So that's, yeah, pretty generic. So we're going to hit enter again.
Edit. Selected the KM player.
Now this is the start menu. Start menu, what it's going to, its name, when you look for it under the start menu programs or whatnot. So the KM player, that works. We're going to hit enter again.
Show details button alt plus D.
All right, and it's
run the KM player 2.9.4.1434 checkbox checked alt plus R.
So it's just installed itself. Now it's checked. We're going to hit enter. It's going to pop up.
Desktop the KM player wizard pane. Next button alt plus N. Cancel button alt plus C. Combo box English collapsed.
All right. One of the things I said before was it's somewhat accessible, but it's not fully accessible with the menus and whatnot. So what I would recommend, is using this player just for your for the talking subtitles and whatnot. If you've got Winamp or VLC or something else like that, that'll work just fine. But this English.
Next, cancel combo box English collapsed.
Combo box English. It's asking us for the language selection. We'll say yes. We'll go
next
to
button,
next
alt
button.
Alt plus N. Space pressed. Cancel button. Combo box English collapsed. General use recommended radio button checked.
All right. General use recommended. Let's see what this says. Select a preset optimized for the running environment. Okay. There are a few options.
Performance 1 GHz radio button checked.
We're going to go down.
General use recommended radio button checked. Quality 3 GHz radio button checked. General use recommended
okay.
radio button checked.
We're going to go back to the middle here. General use recommended. We're going to hit enter. All right, it didn't give us anything.
Use internal decoders recommended checkbox checked.
All right, I hit the tab key. Now let's see here. Determine how to use decoders and work priority. Use internal decoders, that's fine.
Above normal recommended radio button checked.
Now we're in a different group. It says work priority of the player. Above normal is fine. We'll keep it like that. You don't need to... If you're not a very technical computer user, just leave this at the recommended setting. So we're going to hit enter again. We're going to hit tab.
Normal 45 carats per liter. Radio button checked.
Next, we're at the subtitle configuration. This is for visual stuff. So, the checkbox, or the radio button, normal 45 characters per line. Hi-ho. We'll leave that at normal, sure why not.
Bold checkbox checked.
Bold check. It's visual effect. Visual effect, you'll see them in bold if a little partial. There are some other options here.
Italic checkbox not checked.
Italics.
Outline checkbox checked.
Outline and so forth. So we'll just leave those. We're going to tab again.
Fade effects checkbox not checked. Background checkbox not checked. Shadow checkbox checked. Transparent checkbox not checked. Underline checkbox not checked.
Okay, I think we're done with the font styles grouping. So now we're going to tab again.
Combo box Verdana collapsed.
Okay, that's the font face. Yeah, Verdana, that's a pretty decent font face. If you're a little partial, you might want to change this to a font that you can read pretty easily. Verdana's pretty good. I like Arial Rounded MT Bold. That's pretty easy to read. Anyways, let's tab again.
Overlap radio button checked.
Okay, now we're in the subtitle positions. There's... Boom. Overlap,
Bottom radio button checked.
Bottom.
Vertical radio button checked.
And vertical, we're going to go back to overlap.
Overlap radio button checked.
That just displays how visually, how the subtitles are on the screen. If it's on the picture, if there's a black box below it with the subtitles or whatever. We're going to hit enter because this is fine.
Back button, alt, next button, alt, plus N.
Okay. Next is our speaker setup.
Cancel button, alt, plus C. Combo box English collapsed. General use recommended radio button checked. Use internal decoders recommended checkbox checked.
Oh, gosh. We're going to keep tabbing through. It seems there's an ugly...
Above normal recommend, normal 40, bold check, italic, outline, fade, back, chat, trans, under, combo box, Verdana collapse, overlap radio button checked.
Okay, it seems that maybe we'll use shift tab next time for the next step because it's reading everything over again. But just leave it when you hit next.
2CH headphone radio button checked.
Okay, for the next step five for the speakers, 2CH, two channels. So we can check the other ones here.
2.1CH radio button checked.
2.1.
4CH radio button checked. 5.1CH radio button checked. SPDIF coaxial radio button checked. 2CH headphone radio button checked.
All right, that's our headphones. This is our sound setup. If you've got a nice sound setup selected, I'll just use the two channel. So we're going to hit enter. All right.
Classic style radio button checked.
Oh, we're going to hit tab here. Oh, classic style. This is asking about the skin. There are various visual looks of how the player looks. We'll keep it with classic because we're classy people. Going to hit enter.
Enable album art checkbox checked.
I don't care about that.
Back button, next button, alt plus N.
Album art something. Next button.
Cancel button, alt plus C. Combo box English collapsed.
Okay, now we're back at that whole, it's looping itself for some odd reason. Or you can hear the settings, so we're going to use a shift tab.
Cancel button, next button, back button, alt, similar files together, radio button checked. Fast. Allow multiple instant. It will maintain enable album art checkbox checked.
All right, so the last thing we heard on the last step was enable album art. So we're going to hit tab again, and we should be at the next step.
It will maintain its window scale while playing. Checkbox checked.
General settings, I don't care.
Allow multiple instance.
Allow multiple
checkbox
instances.
Checkbox not checked.
No, we don't want that.
Fast seek. Jump to the nearest keyframe. Radio button checked.
Keyframe seek method.
Similar files together, radio button checked. Back button, next button, alt plus N.
We're just going to leave these again, hit enter. We're going to tab.
Cancel button, combo box English class.
Alright, so we're going to shift tab again.
Camp, neck, back, Adobe, sub, audio, real, video, similar files together, radio
button
checked.
Okay, that's our last step, so we'll hit tab again.
Video files, AVI, DIVX, OGM, MKV. MP4.
So these are file associations. We'll just leave it.
Real media files are MVB, RM, RA. Checkbox audio files MP3, FLAC, AIP, WAV, AUG. Subtitle files SMI, SRT, S. Checkbox checked.
All right, the SMT, SRT, ASS, ASS in this case is Advanced Substation Alpha. It's not trying to be lewd. You don't get a nice picture of an ass where the subtitles should be. So, we're going to hit tab again.
Adobe Flash Files FLV SWF. Back button, next button,
next
plus button.
N. All right.
Finish.
Oh, good. Finish. We're going to hit finish again. We're going to hit enter. All right.
The KM player pane.
There we go. All right, now KM player is open. But, alas, there's no Alt-F. There's not much accessibility in the way of a right-click menu.
Context menu. 1 of 26. Submenu. 3 of 26. Submenu. Submenu. Submenu.
So you can hear that.
Pane.
Submenu, submenu. Not very accessible, but I remember some of the keystrokes here. Alt plus P is going to get us our preferences. Okay, Alt P. Oops, that's not it. Control P. Oh, that's right. That's not it either. F2.
Preferences pane.
There we go.
Close button, Alt plus C.
All right. We're going to hit Tab.
Initialize all presets button, Alt plus I. Tree view, general.
All right. Tree view, general. Okay. We're going to go down to the subtitle processing. Let's hit down arrow.
DVD settings. Filter control expanded. Seamless playback. Source filter. Splitter. Decoder usage expanded. Internal video decoder. External video decoder. Internal audio decoder. External audio decoder. Multi-audio streams.
Ooh.
Custom filter manager. Plugins collapsed. Video processing collapsed. Audio processing collapsed. Subtitle processing collapsed.
All right, here we are. We're at subtitle processing. We're going to hit the right arrow to expand this.
Expanded. Font style.
Font style, we don't care. We're going to go down to the multi-sub slash etc.
Alignment. Folder setup. Multi-sub etc.
All right, bingo. We're going to hit tab here. We're going to look for the tabs. There's going to be three tabs here. General, advanced, and text to speech. Guess which one we want? That's right, text to speech. So let's hit tab and try to search for it.
Export presets button, Alt plus E. Tab control. General tab selected, one of six.
There we are. Okay, one of six. In reality, it shows three tabs, but it says six. So let's right arrow.
Advanced tab selected, two of six. Text to speech tab selected, three of six.
Bingo. We're going to hit tab here so we can go look at some of the settings.
Read the movie subtitles comprised of text checkbox not checked.
All right. There's some text here. I didn't read it. It says, convert text of subtitles, messages, or a file name into speech. The player could make use of speech synthesis feature, which is based on the text-to-speech, TTS, engine using Microsoft SAPI 5. Accordingly, Microsoft Speech must be installed previously in system. So, it goes without saying, if you have any voices you want to add, add them. If you use a program like Text Aloud, I use it for college documents and for my reading, but install those voices as you normally would. This also, I should mention this, this is not just English, it reads multilingual subtitles. So if you find a database online, you want to watch an English movie, or if English isn't your native language, and you want to hear multilingual subtitles, you can set the voice and it'll read those subtitles if you find them. So let's look at some of the options in here. I'm going to hit tab and shift tab to listen to that again.
Read the movie subtitles comprised of text checkbox not checked, space checked.
All right, that's what we want. That's the important thing we have here. We're going to go down and look at some more.
Read the messages displayed on the screen checkbox not checked.
That doesn't help much because it'll just read. Well, as far as I know, it's start playback, stop playback. And we're going to leave that unchecked for now.
Read a title or file name while starting playback, checkbox not checked.
Read a title or file name while starting playback. You can check this if you'd like. I leave it unchecked because on some files I have, the characters will start speaking and the subtitles will show up very fast. And the TTS will read the file name, and if it's a long file name, you'll hear several lines of dialogue, and you won't hear the text-to-speech reading those lines of dialogue. So, we're going to leave that unchecked for now. We're going to hit tab.
Combo box Microsoft Anna, English United States collapsed.
All right, that's our TTS voice. So we're going to set this to a voice we like.
VW Kate, VW Paul, VW Show, VW Wang, VW Show.
As I said, you can hear multilingual subtitles if you have them and download them. I'll try to find an episode of a show called House MD, and I'll put on some Chinese subtitles, and I'll let you hear that. And there's another movie called Hitman in English and with Japanese subtitles. They work wonderfully. So if you're trying to learn a language, or you want to watch a foreign film and get a good listen, then these are wonderful. But for now, I'm going to also like VW Paul for the English, so we don't get confused with our Kate here.
VW Paul. Slider 50.
Okay, Slider 50. This is the speech combo. So there's 20 nicks, I should say. We're at 50 right now. 50 is our speed, or 50 is the marking on our speed here. It doesn't read it. We can go left and right.
45, 50, 55, 50.
Okay, 50 here is a speed of zero, which means it'll read pretty nice. It'll read, but sometimes if the characters speak fast, you want to hear the text read fast. So I usually set this at 70.
55.
55, the speed is 1.
50. 45.
At 45, the speed is minus 1, so it'll be slower. I'm going to set it to 70, or 4.
50. 55. 60. 65. 70.
All right, 70. That's the speed of 4. I like that.
Default button.
Default button, you can press that.
Space. Prep. Slider 50.
It'll set it back to 50 or 0.
50, 60, 70.
All right, so our speed is back at 4.
Default button. Slider 100.
Now the slider 100, that's our volume. If you want to have the text-to-speech read softer or louder, you can set that. I have it at 100%.
Default button. Edit. Selected. You have selected sample TTS voice as the computer's default voice.
Okay, that's a selecting text.
T-E-X-T space T-E-E-T-R-E-A-D-I-N-G space T-E-X-T.
We're going to hit tab again.
Test button.
So it should read text reading test, hopefully.
Space pressed.
Text reading test.
There we go. Text reading test. All right. I think we are set up for our text-to-speech subtitles. Now.
Combo box KMP wizard collapsed. Reset current preset button Alt plus R.
Let's go to the close button.
Close button Alt plus C. The KM player pane.
All right. Now, we've got it set up. Let's see if we can do a Alt O to look for something.
Open dialog.
There we
file
go.
Name. Combo box. File name. Folder. Ills visitor. Toolbar. Toolbar. Look in. Combo box visitor queue.
All right, this is pretty somewhat accessible.
3F mini removable disk DV factory MHPC 7 of 35 invisible favorite open all files button Alt plus open all files seamless playback button cancel button open button files of type comp file name folder view list config MSI not select toolbar recent places button 1 of 5.
I'm trying to find my my folder here.
Desktop button 2 of 5. Harun button 3 of 5.
There we are, Harun. I'm gonna hit enter.
File name.
Oops.
Combo box toolbar. Desk Harun button 3 of space.
Space checked. Bar works.
Folder view list.
All right.
Sabu not select.
Now we're
1 of
tab.
Desktop document download 7 of.
Downloads.
Folder view Chinese date modified.
Okay. We're going to do a few tests here. First is a Chinese subtitle. English subtitles with a Chinese drama. It's called Huo Yuan Jia. Huoyuanjia. It's something I just found to test out.
Fallout Fantasy. Huo Yuan Jia date modified. Folder view list. Huo Yuan Jia 012 of 5.
Okay. This would be a good time to explain what to look for if you're downloading videos or a TV series. There are two terms for subtitles that a lot of people think of: hard subs and soft subs. Hard subs are, let's say they're burned into the video, so people can see them, they can read them, but we can't. They can't adjust the font size or whatnot, so you can't do much with hard subbed files. What you'd like to look for is soft subbed. Soft subbed files, they're usually, when you download something, there will be a video file and there will be an accompanying file. It might be SRT, SSA, ASS. Let's see, what are some others? Only ones I can think of are the SubRip, Substation Alpha, which is SSA, and the Advanced Substation Alpha, which is ASS. The file I found, the Huoyuan Jia, it's a video file and it also has an SRT subtitle file, so that'll work for us. We're going to hit enter here.
The KM player pain.
Now.
1/4. Huoyuan Jia.
I hit the space bar to pause it. There's going to be. I'll explain a few keys to get around. It's not totally accessible, but whatnot. Now our volume. We want to set this a bit lower because it's hard to hear a character or the subtitles if the speakers are at 100%, if the KM player is. So, I'm going to hit the down arrow. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. All right, so as you can tell, our volume's now off. Down arrow brings down the volume 5%. Up arrow, 5%, 10%, 15, 20, 25, 30. 30% to 50% is... So we can hear the volume right now. Up and down arrows, those control the volume control. That's, I have the volume at 30% right now. I'd say 30 to 50 is pretty well if you want to hear the subtitles. The left and right arrows. So left arrow. I'm going to hit the left arrow again. So it's taking us back. 5 seconds, I believe. Excuse me. So the right arrow. It's going to take us ahead 5 seconds. This is a very long introduction, intro video, nice song. So I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Episode 1.
There we go. Episode 1. You heard our man read it. I'm going to turn my speakers up a little bit.
Just.
Hush.
Active.
My mouse was in the way. So, something of course we can't control is there's no DVS. So, this is a stepping stone, I suppose. We can hear subtitles. We can hear some subtitles, but we still don't have DVS. I'm trying to work on a way for volunteer DVS. You know, someone can type into a subtitle, like right now, someone's performing Tai Chi by a river. Some movements are in slow motion, some are in fast and whatnot. He's wearing a black suit. But it'd be a good idea for someone could type something in.
The hill is mighty fierce. Is powerful and valiant.
So we can hear that now.
Among the hundreds meet on of sects. Our sect is the Orthodox. Win people by virtue. Protect people from dangers. The hill is mighty fierce. Is powerful and valiant. Among the hundreds of each on sects. Our sect is the Orthodox. Win people by virtue. Protect people from dangers. The hill is mighty fierce.
I'm going to hit the spaceport pause it. We can adjust the volume now by up or down arrow to tier liking. So you can hear the subtitles still.
It's powerful and valiant. Mangia, don't run. Mangia, don't run. Robert, wait for me. Robert, wait for me. Wait for me, Robert. Mangia, wait for me. Mangia, don't run. Don't run. Time to take the medicine. Mangia. The Dao's Kung Fu is the best in East Tianjin. Fiercest tigers and fast as birds.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Fiercest tigers and fast as birds.
Active movie window. Active.
All right. I'm going to hit the space bar again.
I don't remember you, but the sword seems familiar to me.
What's meant by Shan Yuan?
It's a security company in the capital. I'm the chief guard to escort the properties. My name is Wang Ziben. But everyone calls me Wang Wu, the big sword. Then your sword skills must be good.
I'm going to pause this again. An issue I've noticed when there's reading, when the synthesizer is reading the subtitles, if a line is said twice, like, what was it? The big sword, for example.
Then your sword skills must be good. Wang Wu the
Hold
big
on.
Sword, but everyone calls me Wang Wu the big sword.
So he said Wang Wu the big sword. Now the other character says it.
Then your sword skills must be good.
So, if the subtitles are on the screen twice, you know, someone repeats someone, or there's a repeating text, help me, help me, help me, it won't be read. So, that's something I've found. It won't be read out loud. So.
It's useless to have good sword skills. There are so many unjust things in the world. Can I read them all? You're a strong man with a big sword. You must be a big hero. The sword is the hero.
I want to pause it. This is very exciting. You can, if you find movies with subtitles or soft subtitles, we can now watch a lot of really, really exciting cinema. And really exciting, if you're into anime, I'll give you an anime example after this. But if you like dramas, J-dramas, C-dramas, K-dramas, whatever kind of media you like, or even, you know, European stuff, if it has English or anything with soft subtitles can be read. And this is very good if you want to, listen. My words are getting tangled here. I'm going to hit Alt F4 to close the play. No, I'm not. I'm going to hit Control O. We're going to go look for a Japanese animation file. Anime.
Huo Yuan G01 Obi Dialogue Folder View List Header Control List uTorrent Part File Toolbar Recent Toolbar Up One Level But Space Toolbar Folder View List One Chinese Date Modified. Naruto Shippuden 096.
Right, Naruto Shippuden. It's an anime show. I downloaded it and I found soft subtitles. So we're going to give an example with this too. I'm going to hit enter, and then it's going to start reading. So if you follow an anime and you really like it, soft subtitles are the way to go. You can enjoy them just like, you know, our sighted friends who get the weekly releases and whatnot. So I'm going to hit enter here. I'll give you an example why you might not want to have the... a while ago in the settings, I mentioned there was an option to read a name, file name, when it starts playback. I'll give you an example. I'm going to have it read this file name here.
X Naruto Shippuden 096-1280x720h264 plus AAC soft sub 62,534,251 date modified.
So that's a pretty long title there without the date modified, of course. But if it would start reading that as soon as it was played, and in this file at least, character starts speaking very quickly. So I'll hit enter here and you'll get an example. So let's hit enter.
1/4.
The sword is the hero. I'm not a hero at all.
That's strange. I'm going to hit Alto again to open it up.
I'm not a hero at all.
Hush.
Who are you on Gia? Toolbar. Toolbar. Up 1 level. Space. Toolbar. Folder view lift. Chinese. Naruto Shippuden. Header control. File name. Files of type. Open button. Alt plus O.
Now you better open, you crazy thing.
Who are you on Gia? Naruto.
You want to master a new technique right now? That's impossible. I don't care. I have to do it. All right. These will be somewhat harsh measures, but let's try. Do you have any ideas? You get into Gamatax's mouth. What about us? The enemy already knows about us. They can take action at any moment. Maybe they don't want to fight or waste time with us, so they'll just leave. In either case, our mission is to capture the enemy and obtain information.
So, you can hear that. It's being read out loud. There are some issues here. If you're talking about Japanese animation, but they're really of no use unless you're a translator, so you'll have to deal with some of the pitfalls of modern Japanese fan subbing. If you're going to find the soft subs, there are going to be many pitfalls and whatnot, but you'll get used to them, or you'll find someone who doesn't fall into those pitfalls. Anyway, you can find, you know, documentaries or other subtitles for big movies or whatnot. I will see if I can find the Chinese example for, there's a show called House MD. It's a doctor show or whatnot, medical, but it has Chinese subtitles. So I'll see if I can find those for another time. I think this will be the end of the cast. So I'll give out some contact info. My name is Haroon. My email is fusoya_1985@hotmail.com. Fusoya, FUSOYA _1985@hotmail.com. Please email me with comments or suggestions if I think this is a pretty good start for being able to watch foreign subtitled media. And hopefully we can find a way to go from here, because if there's enough demand, you could send emails to the developers, the KM player, and say, this is wonderful. I'm a blind user, and this allows me to, access foreign films. Cough. That's exactly what I wrote when I sent to their forum. But this is, I suppose, the end. Again, this has been a way to get media, get subtitles read out loud. Again, soft subtitles, SRT, ASS, SSA, soft subtitles from files for videos to be read out loud. The player, again, is called the KM player. I'll have to get a link sent up. Let me pause and do that right now. Hello, I'm back. It's finally done uploading. I'm going to end with an example of what you need to look for. If you downloaded a file, I forgot to add this. If you downloaded a file and you want to make sure it has a file with it, an SRT or whatnot. So I'm in the Huo Yuan Jia folder here.
Huo Yuan Jia 01 Avi 206.
Okay, we can hear that's Huo, the first episode. .avi. That's our video file. Now let's go down.
Who are you on Gia 01 SRT 3 of 6?
SRT. That's the subtitle file. So you want to make sure the subtitle file is named just like the video. So. So the AVI is, when you load up the KM player, it'll automatically find that SRT file if the name is the same, which they should be the same if you've downloaded them. So now let's go to...
Send big files the easy way. Send big files the easy way.
All right.
Files to log H. Unselecting HTTP.
So now we're at send space. I've sent the file, the URL address.
http://www.
So we've got http://www.
sendspace.com.
Send space, sendspace.com.
/file/
ZU73ZB. Zulu Uniform 73 Zulu Bravo. So that's the send space link for the KM player. If you can't get to it, if you can't get to it for any other reason, it's at that send space link. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope this will help you to start enjoying foreign media. Thank you much. This has been Haroon. Cheers.